Well, it's either a groundbreaking legal case or a political stunt, depending on who you believe. A class action suit is being launched against the government's controversial robo-debt scheme, which was designed to crack down on welfare overpayments. It was announced by the former Labor leader Bill Shorten alongside the prominent lawyer Peter Gordon today. The government says it's confident of its legal ground and says Mr. Shorten is playing politics. Political reporter Tom Eagledon in Canberra.
Comparing the government's robo-debt scheme to some of the great corporate scandals of our time, Bill Shorten says it's time to go to the next level.
The toxic robo-debt scheme is not just immoral, but it is almost certainly illegal.
The now Shadow Minister for Government Services then made a dramatic announcement alongside class action legal veteran Peter Gordon, who's won cases on everything from asbestos to big tobacco.
And so today I'm pleased to announce that Gordon Legal intends to launch a class action asserting that the scheme of robo-debt is illegal.
Peter Gordon's encouraging potential plaintiffs to come forward.
The Commonwealth must repay the monies it's taken, it must repay the penalties that it's imposed, and it must also pay compensation for the misery, distress and the damage to reputation which its actions have in some cases caused.
But the Minister for Government Services, Stuart Roberts, says there's nothing to suggest there's anything unlawful about the government's controversial debt recovery program, and the class action's an empty threat.
A class action into income compliance with no lodged case, no lodged papers, and indeed no plaintiffs. And with no plaintiffs coming forward, this is what it is. It's just a political stunt.
The government's contacted some 800,000 welfare recipients, asking them to explain discrepancies between income they've reported to the tax office and income claimed to get welfare benefits from Centrelink. At the heart of the system is computer-driven analysis of tax office and Centrelink records, leading to mass letter mail-outs.
20% of those have adequately explained it. Of the remainder, 0.8% have been overturned on appeal. That's a 99.2% effectiveness rate for those who cannot explain why what they reported to Centrelink does not equal what they told the ATO in their tax return.
But Bill Shorten says that 20% shouldn't have to explain themselves because they've done nothing wrong.
At least one in five claims, robo-debt claims, sent to Australian citizens were simply wrong. That's 160,000 people attacked by the government for no reason whatsoever.
And Mr. Gordon says using computer programs to compile hit lists of welfare recipients is wrong.
The gist of the problem here is that the Commonwealth has used a single inadequate piece of data, the robo-debt algorithm, and used it to seize money and penalise hundreds of thousands of people.
Well, apparently 4 months ago before the election, no one got a leave pass. 4 months later, whilst Bill auditions for the Labor leadership, he wants 900,000 Australians to be given forgiven $5 billion worth of debts.
Stuart Robert is the Government Services Minister. Tom Eagledon, our reporter.